A sales tax hike for teacher pay and property tax relief faces its final hurdle today, February 29th, in the State House. House Bill 1182 is scheduled for debate this afternoon on the state Senate floor. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina reports, ahead of the vote, party leaders say they're weighing all options to increase education funding.
A sales tax increase to boost teacher pay is one vote away from the governor's desk, but it is not a done deal. Republican State Senator Corey Brown says most lawmakers would prefer finding ongoing money in the budget to reprioritize for education.
You know, given some of the difficulty the House had doing that and actually identifying, you know, sustainable areas, I it's probably unlikely that we're going to have a lot of ways to do that in the Senate, but I think anyone is... You know, I think all of us are open to that if we're able to find a sustainable way forward.
Brown says sales tax increases are difficult discussions, and lawmakers must carefully consider the impact of a 0.5% sales tax hike. Democratic State Senator Angie Buell O'Donnell says the Blue Ribbon Task Force studied education funding extensively. Still, lawmakers are asking questions to make sure they've explored all options.
You know, I don't think we have it just sitting in the budget. I don't think we have it just hanging out in the couch cushions that we're going to find the kind of money that we need to move us forward. So I'm sure we'll have some more questions about that, as we should. You know, we should be thorough. That's what people send us here to do. But ultimately, I think the answer is going to have to be a sales tax.
Buell O'Donnell says she hopes state senators support the sales tax increase, but she expects the vote to be close. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.